your co-host, Darth Salim.
And I'm your main host, the Artificial Dragon, and welcome to episode 74 of a podcast, everybody. It's been a little bit delayed, admittedly, for this uber special episode. Not really uber special, but you get the idea. we got a Patreon selected episode this time around. But before we get into that, I'm going to do a quick shout out for our Patreon. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/canmail. Once again, that's patreon.com/canmail. And support is always appreciated. We have a Discord server that's open to everybody in the public. You don't necessarily have to get a Patreon membership to have access to it. But for our highest and mid-tier, $10, $5 respectively, you will have special rights to vote for future Patreon episodes like this one that we'll talk about in a little bit. But if you are interested in the highest tier Patreon, you will have access to all of our Patreon exclusive posters. And this month in particular, I am announcing for the first time on this podcast. For this month, we have my resident monster girl, the Sif Witchling, or as I lovingly like to call it, Witchling Chan.
It is so horrifying.
Yeah, I took a little bit of an inspiration. At first I was going with a normal monster girl approach, then somebody, a particular someone, recommended the Yandere pose, and I was like, oh, that is perfect. That will be perfect for the Witchling.
That adds the extra creepy.
Exactly. So if you are scaroused for this Witchling Chan, she is yours for a high, mighty price of $10 for our Patreon tier of Consular. Go ahead, grab her for your poster. I already have her as my phone background, so you know it is good. Before I forget, I'm going to give a shout out to our highest tier Patreons. We have Alan Lee, Y Wolves, Cameron Lee, Dr. Emboss, Gobez, Lee Fott, Mr. Mechanicus, Milo, Train Boy, and Tristan H. Thank you guys so much for supporting our podcast for a good couple of years. It's hard to believe that
for the past three years.
Yes, we are way past our third year anniversary, Hannah. And holy shit, we have just a little while ago hit 900 subscribers.
I saw. I can't believe that after 3 years of doing this that we're almost at 1,000 subscribers.
I am looking forward to getting that 1K before the end of the year, Hannah.
Here's our challenge to you, y'all. Before the end of the year, let's see if we can get 1,000 subscribers.
I am a little bit scared to I'm a little bit terrified to think about what our 1K episode special would be, Hannah.
Well, we'll have to present ideas.
Indeed. And we'll present that in the Discord, wherever that will be. With the Patreon and channel stuff aside, shout out to Hannah's blog.
I was about to say, today's episode is brought to you by Celine's Cantina.
Indeed.
Support my blog.
Support Hannah's blog. You have a couple of interesting things coming your way.
Renovations shall be happening soon. The cantina will be closed for a while.
Indeed, but for not the bad reasons you might be thinking of, but for pretty awesome reasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to throwing more questions your way, Hannah.
Yes,
or should I say,
please.
Celine.
Yes, please.
But hey. Thank you. Yeah. You are welcome, my fellow co-host. But anyway, Hannah, what is today's episode?
This is an episode picked out or suggested by our Patreon supporter, Gobez.
Mm-hmm.
We are covering... We're covering Greedo.
Yes, we are covering Greedo. Arguably one of the... Well, I wouldn't say the worst bounty hunters out there, but he's kind of in the top 10 worst bounty hunters.
We were talking about this right before we started. I looked at you and I said, this is probably going to be a short episode. And you said, yeah, Greedo doesn't really stick around long. And I said, he died in a fucking New Hope.
Hannah, Hannah, remember when we remember when I talked about the previous episodes on like Padme, Dooku, and all those movie characters? And they're like, and they have a notes worth of 5 pages or something like that.
My dude, Greedo barely shows up. How much can there be?
Yes, I have notes of 3 pages. Oh, not no. As much as Padme or Dooku, granted, but I think this will be a fairly short episode. Maybe at most an hour, if we're lucky.
Hour and a half, going by your standards of time.
Oh, shut up, Hannah.
Anyway.
But yes.
Yes, we are covering the worst bounty hunter ever.
Yeah, like I said, Greedo isn't exactly the worst bounty hunter, but a lot of people in the Star Wars fandom like to call him the worst bounty hunter. If I'm going to be completely honest, he's kind of a mid bounty hunter. He's just a casual compared to the pro bounty hunters.
Okay, who's the worst bounty hunter in your opinion then?
Oh boy. I'll have to get back to you on that one because, oh boy, there's a long ass list. But Greedo is pretty high up there.
Okay.
We will have to do a Bounty Hunter exclusive episode. But speaking of Bounty Hunters, you remember our good old friend, the Bounty Hunters Guide?
Yes.
There's a couple of entries of Greedo in there
that Holy I could talk shit.
That I could fall back upon when we get there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, we are covering Greedo. Probably, I wouldn't say famous for the right reasons. He's most famous for dying by Han Solo's hand.
Yes, everybody says Han shot first.
The famous meme of who shot first. Was it Greedo or Solo? Of course, the original movie, the unedited version, Han Solo blasts the fuck out of Greedo. But we'll get to that specific part. But yeah.
Little fun fact I noticed that there... So a Torah is filled with many, many, many Easter eggs.
Yep. As it should.
In the cantina on Hutta, you can see... Hang on. Because they're not specifically named Han Solo and Greedo. Mm-hmm. They tweak their names.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look for it. They're Hun Duo and Greepo.
Greepo. Okay, I knew you told me that they tweet their names a little bit, but that's so on the nose, it's not even funny. It's like if
they
I
changed the D and flipped it. They just took the D.
It's like if motherfucking Evaya tweaked my own name. Like, my in real life name, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, is Isaac, and they decided to change it to Zick. So,
that's so funny.
That's so silly, but...
Hey, it's an Easter egg.
That is true. That's the entire reason why it's an Easter egg, so that is fair, Hannah. Okay, that was actually kind of funny. Fun fact, did you know that the guy, I wouldn't say the guy, the person who played Greedo in the original movie was actually an actress?
Oh.
Yeah, and I think she was speaking in her native language. I can't remember at the top of my head.
I'm sure someone will put it in the comments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think that was kind of funny that Greedo is a male character, but he was played by a woman, which I think is hilarious a little bit. But yeah, let me go ahead and talk about the legend himself, quote unquote. So, yeah.
The legendary thing he did was die.
Unfortunately. He is, that's probably the most famous aspect about Greedo, both outside of canon and in canon. Yeah, but anyway, so Greedo was born 44 years before the Battle of Yavin. So this is like, 13 years before the events of the Phantom Menace.
Okay.
He was like, he would be 13 when Phantom Menace happened. But anyway, so Greedo, he was the newest generation of this clan of Rodians called the Tetsu Clan, and was the offspring of the clan's leader, who was known as Greedo the Elder. So he was technically Greedo Jr.
Link between that I just thought of.
All right.
Cato the Elder from Roman history. Oh. I think he was either part of the Roman Senate or philosophy or general, I think. I think he was a general. And then there was another man who happened to be named Cato. C-A-T-O.
Gotcha.
And he was called Cato the Lesser.
Interesting. Well, Greedo wasn't called the Lesser, but at this point he might as well be the Lesser because...
It would fit.
Yeah. because Greedo the Elder, he was a very famous bounty hunter. And, you know, there's not too much on his story. Like, we don't know about his exploits or anything like that. It's just, well, it's common knowledge that he's a famous bounty hunter. And he's the leader of the Tetsu clan. Unfortunately, the Tetsu clan is a Rodian clan that was heavily persecuted and pursued by a more powerful Rodian clan called the Chotsky clan, led by Greedo's rival, Navik the Red, who brutally murdered Greedo the Elder at one point. And this basically forced the Tetsu clan into exile. Like, they got the fuck off of Rodia and went to some backwater swamp world to live a peaceful life. And Greedo's mother, she would give birth to Greedo, and she talked to the other members of the clan, like, okay, we gotta hide our violent past for our newest generation and live on in peace and just continue on, that sort of thing. So for the first, like, 10 years of his life, Greedo basically lived in the middle of a swamp, knowing nothing except for the tundra trees, the swamps, and endless play. He was completely oblivious to the common things in the galaxy, like spaceships, blasters, that sort of thing. He was a country boy, sort to speak.
Insert Shrek picking out of the corner. What are you doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp? Okay, that's a funny little reference you threw out there, Hannah. For the first 10 years of his life, Greedo, along with his younger brother, Petowick, knew nothing about the wider galaxy, let alone his clan's violent past. Though he would sometimes, you know, as children would do, overhear such discussions from the adults when they spoke words and terminologies unfamiliar to him. Like, he would hear words about, like, starfighters, bounty hunters, and this kind of sparked a little bit of intrigue in the young Greedo, like, ooh, what are bounty hunters? What are starships? I'm a little bit interested. One fateful day, Greedo and his brother were wandering deep into the jungle, and they stumbled upon this hidden cave that hid the three large silver ships that were responsible for bringing the Tetsu clan from Rodia. They were just hidden away, out of sight. And Greedo was like, are these the starships that the adults have been talking about? What the fuck is this? And they went back to the village, you know, like, whatever. And he, while everybody else was asleep, he woke up his mother in the middle of the night, and he asked his mother, like, why are there three silver ships hiding in the cave over there? And the mother's like, Greedo, we should not be talking about this. And Greedo kept pestering her, like, he wanted to know. You know, he was a young, inquisitive child who wanted to know more. And Greedo's mother, realizing that he would not let this go, basically told him a little bit of a truth, but basically, like, okay, we came from a planet called Rodia. We once had a violent past, blah, blah, blah. But she basically gave him the bare minimum stuff to kind of meet his intrigue, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But a couple of weeks later, Navik the Red stumbled upon the Tetsu clan. And shit went sideways, basically. And the Tetsu clan, fortunately, one of the members of the Tetsu clan managed to maintain those free silver ships in such an occasion arose where they need to give a fuck out of Dodge so they don't get slaughtered and all that.
Okay.
So they evacuated into these free ships. Unfortunately, one of these ships exploded before the hatches even closed, killing all on board.
Oof.
Greedo and the rest of the Tetsu clan, or what remained of the Tetsu clan, got off of that swamp world and made a pre-hyperspace jump to the Nar Shaddaa.
Okay.
And if you Being a frequent player of Nar Shaddaa, you should know that this is the exact opposite of a swamp planet. It is a bustling Eukonopolis city planet, sorry.
Yes.
And Greedo, he just suffered a lot of sensory overload. Like, oh my god. Because even in his wildest imaginations, he could have never imagined something like this.
But he went from the fucking swamps of Florida.
Pretty much, to yeah.
Vegas in a day.
Pretty much. Like, his life just changed with a flick of somebody's finger, basically.
He went from a swamp to Vegas on crack.
And he was just enthralled in this new lifestyle. And he saw, like, the numerous starships. And so the Tetsuo clan, they went into the bowels of a Nar Shaddaa underworld, which is kind of irrelevant because Nar Shaddaa is an underworld anyway, but that's beside the point. And Greedo, he would have numerous adventures. He would make connections. He would know the ins and outs of a black market and all that. You know, he's building the little connections, trying to make a name for himself and all that, because he learned that his father was a great bounty hunter. And he aspired to become just like his father. Become the biggest bounty hunter in the galaxy. Very big aspirations for basically a 13-year-old at this point. So yeah, this tells you a lot about Greedo and his naivety or something like that.
Naive.
Yeah, he is very naive.
He's so naive. Oh my god.
But eventually, at one point, his entire family moved from Nar Shaddaa and went to Tatooine, of all places, by the way.
Okay.
And there's actually a deleted scene in Phantom Menace where young Skywalker got into a fight with young Greedo.
Huh.
So if you think about it, Greedo fought the Chosen One and survived.
Well, Anakin was little.
That is true. But in that entire scene, Greedo basically said that Anakin Skywalker cheated in the pod racing tournament, which is why they got in that kerfuffle in the first place.
Didn't.
No, he didn't, but Greedo fought otherwise.
Well, of course, Greedo's a little shit.
Yeah, Greedo is a little shit. And one of his fellow Rodian friends was all like, "You better beware, Greedo. If you continue your violent ways, you will meet a tragic end." Foreshadowing there. But yes, aside from that little occasion where he was on Tatooine, he still stayed on Tatooine. Somehow, he got employeeship under Jabba the Hutt as a normal thug. And he would, like, do other things, like he would rough up customers, taking back money that was due to Jabba. You know, the normal thuggish stuff. Not exactly bounty hunting just yet. But during the Clone Wars, there's an episode in the Clone Wars where he was hired by all people of the Trade Federation to abduct the daughters of Chairman Papanoida, who was played by George Lucas in Revenge of the Sith.
And Luke's daughter played the...
Yeah, one of his daughters, yeah. But yeah, That's a cool little fact, yeah. But Greedo, he was hired by the Trade Federation to abduct the daughters and hold them for ransom, basically.
Let me guess, it didn't work out.
Well, I mean, he did abduct the daughters. It was successful, but in the episode, one of the daughters took the statue of the moon goddess and hit Greedo in the face with it. And he was being a huge amateur, he just placed it on the side. And Papa Noy's like, "Wait, what's this? There's some blood on here."
That's funny.
And that led straight to Greedo.
It's funny.
A really fun episode. But point is, Greedo had a little bit of a gig when you were hired by the Trade Federation of all people. But long story short, there's this really a nice little scene where...
I can see Dooku looking at the paper. It's like, fuck that, I'm not hiring him again.
Here's his, so Papanoida finds Greedo, and they have an audience with Jabba the Hutt, who's like, "Hey, Papanoida, what the fuck are you doing with my bounty hunter?" And Papanoida, this is actually a nice little scene, because Papanoida's like, "I'm this little shithead, this Rodian bounty hunter abducted my daughters, and you, Jabba. Jabba was holding Rhoda at the time. He's like, you are also a father, so you understand what it's like, and you would do anything to get your children back. And Jabba was like, okay, sure, go ahead and do a Greedo as you please.
That's very surprising for Jabba the fucking Hutt.
Yeah, as big of a gangster as he is, he's a damn good dad.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and Greedo's like, no, no, he's lying. I didn't abduct anybody. And Jabba's like, you slimo. And Greedo was kind of forced to take Papa Noida to one of the daughters. And there's a bar fight that happens. Greedo runs the fuck out of there like the little bitch that he is. But that's basically his part in the Clone Wars. He was actually voiced by Tom Kenny in that episode, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
The voice actor of SpongeBob, fun fact.
Tom Kenny does a lot of other voices in the Clone Wars.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. He's got a wide range of voices. But that's his little appearance of a Clone Wars. He's never heard about again in the entire series, but that doesn't really matter right now.
Oof.
But yeah.
He just fucking disappeared throughout the war.
Yeah, literally the episode, he's like, they're Pantorans, blast them! And he hides in a corner, waits for the firefight to die down, and just does the family technique of running away.
Fucking got out of Dodge with the scene until, over 20 years later.
So fucking funny, more fucking Greedo over here. okay. But he does have a couple of more interesting adventures. After the end of the Clone Wars, when the Empire was expanding its reach to the other corners of the galaxy, so Greedo was given a job by Jabba the Hutt to go to, I believe, Mygito itself to basically steal this person of interest from the banking clan. So he breaks into his office, kills a bunch of banking clan officials, abducts the individual in question, and he sees his little trophy case, which holds the lightsaber of Ka-Adi Mundi himself.
Oh,
and he
shit.
Just grabs the lightsaber because he's like, ooh, trinket.
Okay.
But long story short, so the way that he came in to get to the person of interest blocked off, and they're high up in the skyscraper. So he figured, okay, grapple our way out of here. Bam, bam, Bob's your uncle. He gets on the grapple, takes the person of interest with him. Unfortunately, he loosens his grip, and the person just falls to his death. And Greedo's like, oh, fuck.
Shit.
So now he has to go back to Jabba empty-handed, basically.
I can just fucking picture that, too, hanging on the grapple. Like,
looking down. He's like, okay, this should be easy. No!
No, just not even panic or anything, just, aw, man.
So yeah, he goes back to Jabba's palace empty-handed, and he's like, I am so sorry, Jabba, the person died, I don't know how, but I do have his lightsaber to make up for my mistakes. Please accept this humble gift. And Jabba, he was not interested.
He's not Grakkus.
He's not Grakkus the Hutt. And he was this close to making Greedo into food for his Rancor. Mm-hmm. But one of Jabba's patrons, I forget his name, but he's an Ephorian. He's a prominent figure in Galaxy's Edge. He was like, Jabba, I want you to spare Greedo. I am interested in that lightsaber, but I want you to spare Greedo. I'll take it from him. And Jabba's like, okay, fine, here. Take the lightsaber. You're lucky, Greedo.
Okay.
I'm going to have to make somebody else my Rancor's food now. But yeah, that
I
was...
just kill one of your Twi'leks.
You know, that is fair. When they don't dance to his pleasure. That sort of thing. But
asshole.
Yeah. But yeah, Greedo... it's kind of funny that Greedo had Ka-Adi Mundi's lightsaber at one point, which I think is hilarious. But yeah, at another point, Greedo would move back to Nar Shaddaa to spend more time with his family, and they specifically lived on level 88 in the Corellian sector, specifically.
Okay.
And he would become aware that the Rebel Alliance used level 88 to hide weapons and other contraband to ship off-world. Greedo, he held no sympathy for the Rebel Alliance, and he would find a chance to sell them out to the Empire for, you know, the money and all that stuff.
Of course.
While he did jobs for, you know, good old job over here, he would become a bounty hunter. Granted, a moderate bounty hunter. He thinks he's such a big shot, but everybody
thinks he's hot shit.
Yeah, he thinks he's absolutely hot shit. While everybody else, like Boba's, like, really?
What the fuck?
You know, I remember a motherfucking joke of somebody. I can't remember what the story was, but there was something like Greedo wanting to commit suicide, and everybody's and everybody's like, he couldn't commit suicide even if he wanted to. That's how horrible at his job he is.
That's like fucking poor Jar Jar's father.
Oh my god. okay, here's his perfect entry in the Bounty Hunters Code, where it's coming down the requirements for joining the Bounty Hunters Guild, where it's like the initiative, training sessions, and all that stuff.
Okay.
And there's basically this entry, you know, where they have their signatures and everything like that. Greedo says, the initiation was rough. And right below it, Bosk basically says, the initiation was a joke.
Of course fucking Bosk says that. He's a Trandoshan. He's like, that was too fucking easy. Oh. Like, no, that was tough.
Okay, this is a good one. Okay, so there's this one page about hunters shall not interfere with another bounty hunter's hunt and all that. Let's see. Greedo basically says, Boba Fett doesn't obey that one. And Boba Fett right underneath says, bold words from a dead coward. The roasting session with Greedo is off the charts for this one.
God damn.
Jesus, Boba Fett.
He was already dead. Fuck, dude.
Okay, here's another great one. Okay. And here's this other section where basically it says, never deny aid to another guild master. And Greedo says, any guild master except Bosk. And Bosk writes underneath, you're lucky you're already dead.
How does this, like, the weird time flowy thing, it's like, what the fuck? It's still funny, though.
It is so motherfucking funny. Yeah. Let me see if I could pull up some good ones.
You're lucky you're already dead, you fuck.
Okay, here's another great one. So basically, they're talking about bounty hunting postings. Let me see. Posting agencies have set up shop in every starport from Mos Eisley to the Wheel. Each of them registered to some local entrepreneur with not so... yeah, okay. Mos Eisley, they're talking about me, Greedo. And underneath, Dengar says, Greedo was as delusional as Bosk. But Bosk, he kind of deserves to be a little bit delusional. Greedo, not so much.
Greedo is just annoying as hell.
Oh yeah, he's absolutely annoying. Let me see if I could find another.
He's going by on luck, and he thinks he's hot shit. He's like, his shit don't stink.
Okay, here's a good one about the Galactic Range Bounty Hunters, which are like the highest bounties, like 200,000 credits to 50,000 credits.
Yeah.
And Greedo's like, I was born to tackle these high-level bounties.
Who said what?
Greedo.
No, was there a response under it or no?
No.
Damn it.
No, I know. That would have been perfect for Boba Fett to reply. Because, holy shit, Boba Fett... His words would have destroyed Mandalore with that sort of fire. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay. Oh yeah, we'll get to this later, but Greedo has a huge hate boner for Han Solo, by the way.
Yeah, I think we know that.
Yeah.
Why? We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that, but here's a funny one. I'll bet Solo's ship is totally illegal, because they're talking about, like, illegal ships and everything. And we get a surprising cameo with Han Solo, who writes, I had no idea Greedo was so preoccupied with me.
He's like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Get a room, you two.
It's not even that. Han's like, why?
Why?
I'm not interested. Why are you so obsessed with me?
So more fucking funny. Okay, okay. Next? I got it. Yeah, I'm so happy that I marked these because they're so hilarious. Okay, here's another fun one about weapons specifically. If disruptors are stupid, how come Boba Fett uses a Tenlaw's DXR-4? And Boba Fett replies, it's not a DXR-6. It's a DXR-6, not a 4. And the guild armorers are the stupid ones. So a little bit of a little back and forth with them, at least.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, in some aspects, Greedo is kind of hated, but also kind of respected a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more hate than respect, but there's a little modicum of respect there. Let's see. I wonder... Oh, you remember House Selictari, which are like the highest bounty hunters' house?
Yeah.
Here's what Greedo says about that. Who do I have to shoot to get into House Selictari? Because he's like, I want to join you guys, please. And let me see.
Your wildest fucking dreams.
Okay, here's where the comment comes from. And Bosk underneath replies, Greedo couldn't even have shot himself if he tried.
Bosk and Boba Fett are too good at roasting Greedo.
Oh, yes.
Holy fuck.
That was so awesome to find and
read.
The
man's been killed 3 times. I think he's dead.
That more fucking Simpsons me. Stop it. He's already dead.
Just for shits and giggles. The heavy is dead.
Medic. Okay, where was I, Mo? Let's get back to the lore shit. But that was so funny. I had to share those.
I love that.
But, okay, so he was spending his time on Nar Shaddaa, and he would eventually get a chance to get a taste of real bounty hunting when he encountered 2 named bounty hunters who go by the nicknames of Warhog and Megadeth. I know, such edgy names.
Warhog is fine, I guess, but Megadeth?
Megadeth, yeah. Let me actually share you pictures of what these guys look like.
Megadeth sounds like the ultimate edgelord.
Okay, the first one is Warhog, and the second one is Megadeth. I gotta say, Megadeth's armor kind of looks badass.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, it does look a little bit goofy, but it reminds me of Judge Dredd in RoboCop.
Eh.
But anyway, so Greedo would come across these 2 bounty hunters who were after a bounty of their own, which is also a high-profile bounty. It's this certain cyborg that goes by the name of Gorm the Dissolver.
Copy-paste Greedo.
Okay, I know he may not look like much, but Gorm the Dissolver is an infamous bounty hunter and a product of the Arcanian experimentation. The Arcanians are like the elf people, basically.
Mm-hmm.
One of the elf people. Like, if you want to compare the Arcanians with the Kaminoans are more...
Kaminoans.
The Arcanians are damn good with cloning technology, but they make the Kaminoans look humane by comparison. Which says a lot if you remember the Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah.
But Gorm the Dissolver, he's basically a mishmash of cybernetic parts. Like, he killed a Trandoshan and literally took his arm as his own, as you saw in that picture. And this guy is so formidable, he is... noted for fighting motherfucking Mace Windu himself multiple times.
Damn.
And this is the same guy who fought Palpatine and won.
Okay.
So it was, and there was a brief conversation where Greedo just stumbles in And it doesn't go into detail of how he survived his encounter, but Greedo was one of the few people that actually landed a hit on Gorm. And managed to survive that encounter.
Surprising.
Yeah, it is really surprising. Like I said, Greedo talks big, but he is kind of respected. And that's probably one of the reasons why he's respected. In return for saving them, Warhog and Megadeth decided to cut Greedo in on a bounty for killing a rogue Imperial Spice Inspector. And as a thank you, Greedo basically tattled on the Rebel Enclave that are chilling out in Level 88, the very same area that his family lives at, by the way. This will be important for later.
Okay.
With the reward money, Greedo was able to buy his own ship, which he called the Munka Hunter. But unfortunately, he was tricked out of most of his money by Warhog. And Greedo, he was kind of like, okay, I'm going to need to lessen the price of buying this new ship. I'm going to need a couple of power couplings. I'm not exactly sure what power couplings are, but I guess it's like the spark plugs for cars and all that stuff.
I thought those were like power converters. I don't fucking know.
But anyway, they're very important parts for a starship. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to steal somebody else's power converters. And he stole two of them from a nearby ship. That ship turned out to be the Millennium Falcon, by the way.
Oof.
And motherfucking Chewbacca found Greedo and restrained him. And Han Solo's like, okay, you weird Rodian fucker. For stealing my power couplings, you can have them, but I'm going to want your Rancor jacket. And Greedo's like, fine, here's the jacket. And Han Solo's like, here, have the power couplings. They're shorted out anyway. I was about to replace them. Here you go. And Greedo, he motherfucking doesn't have a jacket. He has two power converters that are useless. He's like, and he basically swore revenge against Han Solo in that instance.
This is too stupid.
I know.
It's so funny.
It is so funny and very appropriate for Greedo.
He keeps failing. And it's just like, what the fuck? Oh my god.
This motherfucker, he is the luckiest / unluckiest dude in the entire galaxy.
One of them, at least.
One of them.
God
he's
damn.
He's either constantly rolling nat 1s or nat 20s. Motherfucking Jar Jar. But at least Greedo, he's a little bit threatening compared to Jar Jar.
Yeah.
But anyway, so after that, a little while later, the Empire would come onto Nar Shaddaa and attack Level 88, which forced Greedo to escape with his new bounty hunter friends. And it was in the nick of time before all of Level 88 would be leveled by a massive explosion, not only killing the rebels that were there, but Greedo's entire family.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, Greedo was not having a good day with that.
No, I don't think he was.
God I kind of feel a little bit bad for him now.
Eh.
But okay, so a couple years go by, he would serve a couple of odd jobs for Jabba and all that. There was one story where Jabba, he wanted to, he basically paired up Greedo. So this is a canon story, so their rivalry isn't as bad as it is in Legends. But they kind of went off on a rocky start. Basically, Jabba wanted to gain the ashes of his hated rival so he could do with whatever Huds do with ashes, I suppose. He hired Greedo and paired him up with Han Solo to basically pull off this heist. Because the ashes were in the vault of this CEO from Corellia. So yeah, Han Solo and Greedo were kind of like partners in crime for this little operation here. But long story short, shit goes sideways, and they found out that the ashes were instead moved to the vault of a particular Moff Tarkin.
Oh, shit.
So that was out of a window immediately. And along the lines, Greedo basically stole the Millennium Falcon after cheating in a game of Sabacc and won it.
Okay.
And Greedo was basically drunk after winning the Millennium Falcon, the legendary Millennium Falcon that beat the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, blah, blah. Han Solo went up to Greedo and beat the living shit out of him.
Who wouldn't?
And took his ship back, and Greedo's like, I will swear revenge on you, Solo.
I mean, that's like walking into a bar out in, like, my part of town.
Oh, yeah.
And taking somebody's truck or motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
But, yeah, Greedo, he basically had nothing. He had the Millennium Falcon for a little while, but he was left with nothing. And he was kind of forced to go back to Jabba again with his metaphorical tail between his legs. But he had a criminal contact that was like, hey, you may not have the ashes, but I might have a way for you to placate Jabba. And he brought him a burnt piece of Ronto meat. And he said, here, use this and say this is the ashes of his rival. How can he tell the difference? And Greedo was like, okay, I'll use this. And he brought it to Jabba, who was a little bit suspicious, but ultimately he accepted the evidence. And he gave Greedo the reward.
Of course, because he's stupid.
Yeah. And he gave Greedo the reward money of 1,000,000 credits.
Getting $1,000,000 out of fucking lying.
This is not the first time Greedo has done that sort of thing. There's another story where he basically...
Oh my god!
There's another story. I think this is from a certain point of view, that entire novel.
I got that book.
Yes, you do. I think you might like that story.
I need to read it.
Yeah. Basically, there's... Greedo is kind of known for doing the... What's the word I'm looking for? The loophole thing. There's this one Jawa that Jabba really hated. So Greedo was hired to get this Jawa, brought him before Jabba, threw him in the dungeons, and Greedo discreetly sets him free, captures him again, brings him back to Jabba, gets the reward money, frees him again, captures him again, gives him to Jabba, and gets the reward money.
What the fuck? He's just exploiting it.
Exactly.
Damn, okay.
He thinks he's hot shit, but you gotta admit it. He's kind of ingenious.
Yeah. He definitely knows how to cheat the system.
Exactly. There's actually this nice little short story from Dark Horse Comics for this series called Star Wars Tales, where it goes through a bunch of short stories. That particular story where Vader fights a doppelganger of Darth Maul is from Star Wars Tales.
Okay.
And it goes through this short story called The Hevil on Turk Street, which basically follows Greedo's point of view as basically a classic noir novel. Like, you know, that classic, I'm in the bar, drinking my sorrows away, da-da-da-da, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Greedo was just chilling out in the cantina one day, until he was approached by this woman, a woman by the name of Nima. And she basically approaches Greedo with a job to track down her missing boss. And Greedo was like, oh, Nook? I believe it's Nook? Let me check. No, it's Nemo. It's Nemo. Timo. Nemo hired Greedo to track down Timo, who is a infamous politician in Mos Eisley, who is a known rebel sympathizer. And Greedo's all like, look, lady, I'm a bounty hunter. I don't track down runaways. And Nemo basically took out a large bag of credits, and she's like, here, I'll pay you. Consider this a bounty. And Greedo, basically, he says to himself, it's funny how a little bit of riches can rewrite your personal rules. Steering clear of rebels be damned.
Yeah.
And he took the credits, and he's like, okay, where can I start? And Nemo's like, well, he went missing a couple days ago. And Greedo was acting fairly resourceful. Like, he went around the numerous inhabitants of Mos Eisley getting information, like showing them credits, getting them for information, you know, the normal thing. Eventually, he tracks down that the politician was accompanying this guy named Knuckle. Knock, knock. N-O-K. Not really relevant. It's just a shady-looking dude. And
makes
he's
you think of Nocturan.
Yeah, that is true. So Greedo, he gets the information that this Knock dude commonly goes to this gambling den. And, you know, he does this very casual stakeout, just waiting for this guy to come out. And he sees the guy, follows him into an alley, and then the motherfucker just clobbers him in the back of the head, knocking him the fuck out. And then he wakes up and Greedo just, it's like, motherfucker, he stole my gun and my credits.
My gun's gone, my wallet's
gone. My gun!
Gone.
And,
God damn, that's out of Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Holy
and even
shit.
Even Greedo himself was like, God damn it, that was such an amateur mistake going into a back alley. So Greedo was basically forced to go to the Jawas to get himself a cheap blaster and more info. Because fortunately for him, he hid away a couple of credits in his hidden pockets. And, you know, he pays the Jawas, gets his gun, and the Jawas basically point him out to the Nog dude, went to this road called Hevo on Turk Street, which is also the name of his story. So Greedo goes to the complex that this Nog dude is at, encounters a Gamorrean guard who goes over to clobber him. He takes out his gun, and instead of firing, it just explodes in his hands. He's like, cursed Jawas! These things are a piece of shit! But fortunately, the Gamorrean goes into swing at a Greedo, but Greedo just does a good old fisticuff against the Gamorrean, knocking him to the ground, and then proceeds to snap the Gamorrean's neck.
Damn.
And then the Greedo's like, okay, I'm gonna go in. He goes in, and he notices that Nog is torturing or interrogating this politician that he was hired to go rescue. And there's this funny little moment where basically Greedo has his inner monologue. He's all like, I have no sympathy for the rebellion, but I do have my own personal honor. Besides, this dude knocked me the fuck out. This is a little bit personal.
Obviously it's a little personal. He took my money!
And he reaches into his pocket, pulls out a thermodetonator, and the Nog guy was like, wait, Greedo, can we talk about this? And he yeets the detonator at the dude, hits him right in the face, knocking him the fuck out, goes over to the politician, you know, unrestrains him and everything, gets the credits from the dude, and he's like, okay, we need to get the fuck out of here! The thermodetonator explodes, destroying the entire complex.
Damn.
He just does a softball special with a thermodetonator there. And then, you know, it's that classic vein where the politician's like, who are you? Why did you save me? And Greedo's like, a friend of yours hired me to go find you. And Nemo was like, wrong, bounty hunter. I'm actually an Imperial spy. And Greedo's like, really? I got used by Imperial agents? This feels humiliating.
Oof.
And Nemo's like, yeah, I was planning to take this politician in to the Empire, but that motherfucker decided to steal him away from me. It would be much easier to hire a bounty hunter than use a bunch of stormtroopers to drag him down. And the politician was pleading to Greedo to save him. And Greedo's like, she hired me to find you. It's none of my business right now.
I did my job.
I'm going to walk away from this situation. And Nima, I don't know why she decided to do this, but she's like, nah, Greedo, you're not walking away from this. You know too much, and I can't let you do whatever you want to blackmail the Empire. Put your hands up. And Greedo does as he was told. However, he was prepared for such a situation in case he was backstabbed. He had a little hidden blade underneath his sleeve, and he just shot it at her, killing her instantly. And the politician's like, oh, thank you, bounty hunter. How can I repay you? And Greedo's like, just doing my job. And he walks away, and his inner monologue's like, now, time to deal with a particular Jawa. This motherfucker holds a grudge like no I've never other. Seen.
Yeah, holy shit.
But I think that was a nice little tale that kind of shows how competent Greedo could potentially be.
Potentially.
Yeah, because in other sources, it's kind of noted by the other bounty hunters that he loves to complain a lot. But in this solo adventure, he doesn't complain as much. He has himself to depend on.
Yeah. It's a different characterization, which is kind of interesting.
It is kind of interesting. It's a great what if Greedo didn't act so high and mighty. He could have legitimately been more than a moderate bounty hunter. Or if he was more humble in that regard, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But aside from the interesting stuff, this is the lead up to his shootout with Han Solo.
I was wondering when we were going to get to that.
So basically, so he met up with one of his former mentors, the Warhog guy. And the Warhog guy was all like, okay, I saw Han Solo in the cantina a little bit ago. I believe Jabba has a bounty on his head. And he needs somebody to bring him in because of all the credits that he lost from a spice shipment and all that, blah, blah, blah. And Greedo comes in, and initially he did have backup with two individuals that were supposed to help him, but they decided to pick a fight with a young farm boy named Luke Skywalker, and one of their hands got lobbed off by this mysterious wizard Jedi guy. And Greedo was like, well, shit. Well, I gotta improvise. And he just waited for his opportunity for everybody to clear out and Han Solo and Chewbacca to go prep up a Millennium Falcon. And Han Solo was going to do whatever he was going to do. And Greedo intercepts him. It's like, going somewhere, Solo? Yeah, that famous scene. You'll have to watch it one of these days. But okay. There's this one comic I can remember. It's from DeviantArt somewhere, but it's a parody of his scene. Basically, Greedo, he has his gun hold out on Han Solo, and have you ever watched that Robot Chicken short where one of the aliens is talking to Luke Skywalker, and basically it's a mistranslation? Like, it looks like he's being aggressive, but in reality, he's being a very cool dude and all.
There are a lot of Star Wars Robot Chicken sketches.
Oh, yeah. So. They are so funny. But it's a little parody off of that, but with Greedo. And he's like, hey, Solo, how about I buy you a drink? I know I'm holding my gun to you, but it's a normal cultural practice that we have with my people. You know, Greedo's just being very casual. And Han Solo is digging up this entire thing. Like, I don't have the money right now. Tell Jabba. And Greedo's like, whoa, what's with the hostility? I know I'm holding my gun at you, but...
He's just trying to be nice and...
Yeah, he's trying to be nice. And Han Solo is just proceeding with his dialogue. And at the final panel, Greedo's like, you don't understand what I'm saying, do you? And Han Solo's like, yeah, I bet you have. It kills him.
What the fuck?
That's a comic that I laughed my ass off once, which I think is a nice little spin on that little scene.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, Greedo, he thought he could easily take Han Solo. It's just him and him. And he was all like, I'm going to kill you, Han Solo. And Han Solo just discreetly pulls out his gun from underneath a cantina table and shoots him dead, basically. Now, as you may recall, the famous who shot first, Han Solo or Greedo. Depending on what version you look at, Greedo basically shoots at Han Solo, misses him by a mile, and then Han Solo kills him. Or in other versions, Greedo aims his gun at Solo, shoots, but Solo just digitally moves his body like an inch to the left or something and
that
misses.
Sounds like bullshit.
It's so
that
hilarious.
One's bullshit.
I know, it's so hilarious that Han Solo's like, just moves slightly to
it
the right.
It makes sense that he just shoots him under the table.
Exactly.
And is the debate still going on if Han shot first?
Unfortunately, yes. But if I go with my own personal headcanon, I think it's more hilarious if it's like the story changes depending on who tells it.
It's like I was just watching a thing like that today. It's like a game of telephone.
Exactly, yeah.
Except the topic of that a video essay was Candyman. But the same thing, the same concept applies. It's like telephone. It switches from telling to telling.
Yeah, because if you really think about it, I mean, sure, there are the patrons, but they're not exactly paying attention to what's going on over there. It's basically Han Solo and Greedo doing their thing. Only one of them will live to tell the tale.
Exactly.
But I just think it's a nice little headcanon of mine, but
headcanons are always fun.
Yeah, headcanons
sometimes
are absolutely
better than canon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Even though this is the end of Greedo's life, so to speak, it isn't quite the end of his story. Oh no.
Okay.
So afterwards, Han Solo, you know, he's like, sorry about the mess, and he throws some credits to the bartender. After everything is said and done and the bartender closes up shop, he's like, motherfucking, there's a dead roadie. What can I do with this? And the conclusion that he decided to go with was bonkers, let's just say.
Okay.
He drags Greedo's body into the kitchen and grinds his body up and makes it into a liquor.
Need to put that reaction sticker up. Like, what the fuck? What? What in the Soylent Green?
Yeah, the bartender basically
what
looked at Greedo
fuck?
And like, I could see him being a liquor in my liquor bottle. Hell yeah.
I
don't think I've ever heard you of his flabbergast ever.
What the fuck?
And apparently, the Greedo special, I'm going to call it that now, the Greedo special has actually got the exquisite taste, by Hutt standards at least.
Ew. Let's eat anything.
Not wrong. Not wrong. But I think, at the same time, it's weird, but kind of metal in a way that your body has been grinded up into an alcoholic beverage, basically.
Yeah.
Like, basically toasting to Greedo and drinking Greedo at the same time.
What the fuck? That's just, I have no other words than what the fuck.
And this bartender, he grounded up the body, but he left the head and impaled it on a spike because
Ayo!
He didn't like Greedo in life anyway. I know. Legends, man. You gotta love legends.
I do love legends, but what the fuck? Oh my god.
Yeah, this is just turning into a horror film out of nowhere.
It sounds like any other day in Barovia.
You know, that's fair. That is very fair. So yeah, the bartender, he puts the spike out with Greedo's head on top. There was somebody that knew Greedo in life and decided to take the head. Not for bad reasons, but this is actually kind of heartwarming because they took the head and put it into a jar of liquid, and the individual decided to host a funeral for Greedo, which was attended by a lot of high-profile bounty hunters, actually.
Oh, they actually held them a funeral.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's Greedo's head looking like a motherfucking Futurama head.
Looks like fucking Richard Nixon's head. Sure.
Exactly. That's the reference.
Oh my god, Boba Fett showed up. Was like,
and Bossk, too.
That's funny.
But like I said, I think it's kind of heartwarming that these dudes actually bother to show up and pay their respects to Greedo. As much
yeah.
as they motherfucking roasted him in the past. But yeah, I think it's kind of heartwarming.
It is.
And Greedo, he lived a life that wasn't noteworthy, at least to a majority of people in the galaxy. It was kind of mid-level bounty hunter. But to quote Hondo Onaka himself. The Rodian bounty hunter, Greedo, is one of a few of his trade who is, perhaps, more famous for his death than his life.
Yep.
And that is the lore on Greedo, one of the worst bounty hunters in the galaxy.
That ending just had me fucking flabbergasted. What the hell? Yep, immediate thought, Soylent Green is people!
Or in this case, it's Rodian!
The wine is Rodian! Oh, no.
Okay, that reaction was just priceless, Hannah. I am so happy about that. But yeah, that is our episode of Can Mayonnaise Kill a Jedi? Or does this wine smell like Greedo?
Ew. And no, I will not serve that at the cantina.
But yeah, thank you, Gobez, for throwing this topic at us. I think it's a really fun one to cover for the sheer fuckery at the end there.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, Greedo, he doesn't have that deep of a history, but god damn it, I feel a little bit bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Especially at the end there. Like, that is such a unceremonious death that he went through there.
Yeah.
God damn. But yeah, got any lingering questions, Hannah?
No, not really.
Okay. You want to give our audience some closing statements?
Look forward to upcoming content.
Oh, yes. Especially as Halloween approaches.
And as the cantina goes under
renovations. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
Stay tuned on the podcast and stay tuned on my blog.
Indeed. This is the way. And enjoy drinking some Greedo while you're at it.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. This is the way. Bye-bye.